The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei, says Israel is doomed to collapse.
رژیم صهیونیستی در واقع یک رژیمی است که پایه‌های آن به شدت سست است. رژیم صهیونیستی محکوم به زواله. رژیم صهیونیستی یک رژیم تحمیلی است، با حرکت زور به وجود آمده است. هیچ پدیده ای و موجودی که با زور به وجود آمده باشد قابل دوام نیست، و این هم قابل دوام نیست.
Ayatollah Khamenei said that the enemies, including Israel, sometimes try to portray Iran as a threat to global security, whereas they themselves are the real threats to the entire world. The leader's remarks came in his address to the commanders and members of the besieged volunteer force in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei further said that Iran's rights, including its nuclear rights, must be recognized, noting that there are red lines that the Iranian nuclear negotiators will have to heed.
ما البته در جزئیات این مذاکرات مداخله نمی کنیم. یک خطوط قرمزی وجود دارد، یک حدودی وجود دارد، این حدود باید رعایت بشود. اینو گفتیم به مسئولین و موظفن که این حدود رعایت کنند. از هارت و هورت دشمنان و مخالفانم واهمه ای نداشته باشند و ترسی به خودشون راه نده.
Ayatollah Khamenei also said that Iran will not back down one iota from its rights and will never give in to pressure. The leader expressed support for the Iranian government and officials, including the nuclear negotiating team. Well, Iran's leader has made some statements regarding Israel. Let's talk to Professor of the University of Tehran, Fuad Izzadi, who joins us in the studios. Fuad Izzadi, welcome. It's interesting what Iran's leader has said in the respect how Iran has been portrayed as being the bad guy, but in essence is Israel. Tell us more about your reaction to the comments that are made by Iran's leader.
Well, I think it's not a secret that in Geneva last time, Iran and P5 plus one almost reached an agreement. The agreement was very close, and it was due to Israeli pressures that the agreement did not materialize. The fact that the Israeli government is not really interested in world peace, not really interested in peace in this part of the world, it's interested in basically its own security, which it defines by restricting other countries to have peaceful nuclear programs. That causes problems for a lot of people. In fact, what I think is actually true is that even the current government in Tel Aviv does not serve the interests of its people. I think we have a political party headed by Bibi Netanyahu that is basically interested in its own survival. They have basically sold the threat of Iran to Europeans, to United States, to other places. They have benefited and profited from making Iran a threat and causing difficulties for Iran. And they want to continue with that. That's how they exist. They exist by causing difficulties, starting wars, causing tensions. And I think that's what the Israelis have been doing. So when you see the leader of Islamic Revolution pointing this out, referring to difficulties that these people have caused, not only their neighbors, but also the international community, I think he's basically presenting the facts that are on the ground.
And quickly, if you can, you know, it's interesting how they say, okay, the U.S. and Israel at this point are not meeting eye to eye with Israel, but I think this rift is quite wide. I mean, John Kerry was supposed to go to Israel. We still don't know if he is. Some reports indicating he's going to go on Friday, but that's after the talks are over. What is your observation regarding the what appears to be a rift between Israel and U.S., especially on Iran and the talks, of course?
I think we need to maybe reword your question. I think there's a rift between Obama's team and Netanyahu's team. Israel has a lot of friends within the United States. The U.S. Congress is very much in line with Israeli interests instead of Americans' interests. And because of the relationship that the Zionists have among each other, we have a situation where we have some senators and members of the House of Representatives that are more in line with Israeli Prime Minister than their own president. And that's very sad for a country like the United States that at least some time ago was a superpower. So this is the difficulty that we have, the difficulty that there are some political leaders in the United States that are serving Israel. And that is causing problem not only for Iran, it's also causing problem for people of America.
And pretty much a yes or no question at this point for Izadi. I wish we had more time to talk to you, but do you think there'll be a deal in Geneva?
50-50. I think the first step is not going to be very difficult. I think the last step is going to be much more difficult.
Thank you so much for that. Professor of the University of Tehran, Fouad Izadi, talking to us here in the studios. Pleasure talking to you.